Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Amen. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, you are my God. Nobody else, nothing else. You are my God, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, the living Word, everlasting Father. Eternal God, unchangeable, hallelujah, sits on the throne, rule and reign forever and ever. Never, never, never will he be moved. And Jesus is seated at his own right hand. And know what else? We've been raised up to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we can call him our God. Our Father, our Lord, our Master, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have no sad story, but we have good news to tell you. Bring. Hallelujah. How Jesus, 2,000 years ago, conquered every enemy to us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight, I'm going to take a few minutes and I want to talk a little about the mystery. Hallelujah. And we are the generation that's the previous generation before the coming of Christ. They didn't have this precious insight, and they had God blessing on their lives. He fed them, clothed them, protected them, kept them from danger. But in this new covenant, we have been made one with him. And I want to read. And I'm going to do some reading from the Passion, from the King James, and maybe some other, but those two I know. And if you'll open your Bible, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, and we have read that many times, but it's nothing like growing in grace. It's nothing like expanding your knowledge and understanding of the scripture. Nothing like feeding on the word, because it calls you to grow and increase. Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesian church, and I'm going to pick up at chapter 3, verse 1, but I'll be going different places in the book of Ephesians. Because it's to the church. And we need to know in this hour in which we're living, that we have been made one. We're not trying to become one. We've been made one with Jesus. And all of the troubles, he called it light affliction, is just for a moment. With time against eternity, it's just for a moment. Call it light affliction. Paul said, in the world, well, Jesus said it, you have trial, tribulation, all those things. But he said, be of good cheer, I overcome the world. And so Paul, writing this letter, and I'm going to, like I said, I'll be switching back and forth from King James to Passion, then some others. And I'm going to pick up at verse 1. And the mystery, the secret, is now revealed. He said, for this cause I, Paul, this is King James, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. If you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you, Lord, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages, notice in other ages, were not made known unto the sons of men as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. What was revealed? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. That's why we preach the gospel. The gospel should be preached with clarities and so everybody hear it can be a partaker of it. So listen to the passion, and I'm going to read it again. Listen to the Passion Translation. He said, "Beloved friends, because of my love for Jesus Christ, I am now his prisoner for your sake, for the sake of all of you who are not Jews, so that you will hear the gospel that God has entrusted to me to share with you." Verse 3. "For this wonderful mystery, which I briefly describe, was given to me by divine revelation, so that when you read it, you will be able to understand my revelation and insight into the secret mystery of the Messiah. There had never been a generation that has been given such detailed understanding of this glorious and divine mystery until now." This is why we are sharing this. Paul said he was sent, called, and commissioned. Here I am standing here talking about this mystery in detail. So you do not have to be afraid of anything, anytime, any place, anybody in all of your life on this earth. Once you were joined to Jesus, once you made Jesus the Lord of your life, he is your covering. And he will never, ever, ever abandon you. You say, "Well, how do all this happen and all these things?" This is why he said, "I want you to understand my knowledge." What did he say? He said, in verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge. Understand what? My knowledge. Y'all sure it's quiet. I said, understand what? My knowledge. Oh, what you know, what I know by the Spirit. What you know? My knowledge in the mystery. I know who I am, I know what I've been made, I know who I'm a part of, and I have been joined to God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Ghost, and you may understand my knowledge that nothing can ever contaminate that, nothing can separate you from him, nothing can overcome you. No matter how bad it seems, how terrible it may look, it can never overcome you. And this is why you want the knowledge of this mystery that you know. You're not trying to think it. You know it, that no matter what comes, you know greater is he where in you than he that is in the world. How does Satan attack? This is why we're here. How did he make headway? When people face trouble, when they face something that's dangerous or uncertain or threats, they abandon or they haven't taken the time to feel the heart and become fully convinced and persuaded who you are with God and His knowledge, that you know who you are. And when you abandon and give over to fear, then you open the door for Him to step in. But if you stand your ground, say, I don't care what come or go. Now, can you imagine what those three Hebrew boys were facing? The man said, let's heat the furniture. What? 7 times hotter. Do you think they had a working knowledge of what fire would do to you? Huh? Do you think they might have had it? But they knew something more powerful, their God. Do you know your God? That He with you. There ain't no fire can devour you. There's no disease can destroy you. There's no devil that's big enough to overcome you. That's why he barks. That's why he's barking so loud, trying to frighten somebody. I hear you barking, but just shut up. When you know that strong chain link fence, 10 feet high, between you and the barker, and you know he can't jump it. You walk by him all day long. He rubble, 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 rubble. You just keep walking, huh? You know he can't jump that 10-foot fence. And you just walk, your past go right on by. He's barking. But you're not moved by it. You know, because he barked at you yesterday, you're afraid to go by tomorrow. The next day, no. Because you know what God wants to understand, you have been John to me, and nothing can separate you from me. So when persecution come, test come, trial come, stand your ground. He called it light affliction. Just a moment. You probably can remember some time in your life, at one point, a time you went through something, the pain was what? Excruciating. At that moment, your mind was thinking, and you're feeling like, my God, this, I don't know how much I can take of this. And it looked like it's going to last for what? Ever and ever and ever. You look back on it just a moment. It's gone. Huh? Gone. And what God said, when the enemy attacks sometime, it's just for a moment. Stand your ground. It won't last. It won't last. All of you been through some stuff. But you're still here. Huh? God hadn't changed. And you know, sometimes we belong the time or cause it that sometime we cause the continue to go on because of our slow action, acting on the word, or don't know how to act on it. But that's why we go over it. That's why we feed on it, so we know how to stand our ground. We learn more and more. Why do you think they have different grades in school? Talk to me now. Would you compare a first grader with a 12th grader? Huh? Would you compare a 12th grader to a 4-year college student? They're advancing. And that's what you want to do in the Word. You hear about it. You feed on it. Why do you go to class every day? Why do they test you to see where you are? And most people in school, they're just thinking about trying to get a passing grade. They're not thinking about... They're trying to develop your character and and put some knowledge in you so you know how to cope with situations when they come up. If you don't never learn 2 and 2 is 4, you'll never find out 8 and 8 is 16. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? So, I'm going to read it again. This mystery for the body of Christ, we get this inside of us because Jesus has conquered the enemy. The devil has been defeated. 2 Peter, I believe, or 1 Peter 5:8. It may be 2 Peter 5:8, I need to check that. Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking what? Whom he may devour. Let me ask you a question, and I'm going to move on. Why does he seek whom he may devour? Why does he seek that? Because if he could devour anybody, anytime, anywhere, he wouldn't seek. He'd just go ahead and devour. So he's looking for a prey that's weak, scared, and unprotected. Don't know what they can do. But if you're strong in the Lord, huh, and the power of his might, he's going to pass you by. Instead of him attacking you, he becomes the prey. Huh? I said he becomes the prey. He's scared when he see your eyes flicking in the morning. Oh, my God, they awake again. Yeah. So what Paul wanted the church to understand, you've been joined to the Lord. We're going to read some things here in a minute. It's got quite a bit of reading. But I want you to listen because that's how we learn. Amen. Glory to God. What it means, what is this mystery? All right, I'm gonna read a little more from the King James, then I'm going to switch over. Now watch this. I pick up at verse 6. He said, the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. Let me read verse 5 because it'll kind of flow into it a little better. He said, which in other ages were not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. You notice that Paul, Peter, John, James, and the early apostles, God gave them, the Holy Spirit had them to write. We got books named after them. Paul got almost half of the New Testament. And then there's Peter, there's John, there's James, and Titus, and Philemon, and so forth. The Holy Spirit gave this revelation to his holy apostles and prophets. You know, Paul, and so I just want to make mention of that. He said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body. This is Ephesians chapter 3. I'm reading Ephesians 3 and 6. That's where I am. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body. Partakers of his promise. Partaker. What is a partaker? I share in what he had. I'm not just somebody sitting there like a little puppy waiting for the crumbs to fall off the table. No, I sit down to the table. I partake of the meal just like you. I feast on all I want. I'm a partaker of it. Partake of the promise. Let me go on. Of the promise in Christ. How? By the gospel. How did I partake of it? In Christ. By the gospel. What is the gospel? Roman Paul said it as well as it can be said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What is it? It is the power of God unto salvation. Unto what? What is the word salvation? It's not just being born again. It's all inclusive words. Save, whole, sound, provision, protection, and all. It's all inclusive unto salvation. Long life, plenty of money, long good health. That's salvation. That's what he provided for us. So he said, whereof I was made a minister according to the gifts of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. How did it happen? By the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, this grace is given. Notice. That I should do what? Preach among the Gentile the unsearchable riches of Christ. What kind of riches? Unsearchable riches of Christ. To make all men see what is the fellowship of this mystery, this secret. All men. Now, let me switch over and read it from the passage. I may have to skip some, but you got to hear this. Verse 6, here's the secret. The gospel of grace has made you non-Jews, Jewish believers, into co-heirs of his promise through your union with him. Co-heirs. Not a sub, co-heirs. And, now watch it, you have now become members of his body. Watch it. One with the anointed one. Say, I'm one with the anointed one. That means I'm just like him. It's going to get better. Don't get gooder and gooder here. It's just cranking up now. Hallelujah. He said, I have been made a messenger of this wonderful news by the gift of grace that works through me. I was made a minister. How did I get to be a minister? By the gift of grace. A gift. I can't get up here and do this on my own in the natural, but the gift of grace. I could read the words, but no revelation, no insight. But the gift of grace enabled those who speak to bring revelation, and you who hear can receive revelation. It's just not words spoken. It's words that feed, empower. Impact your life, enlighten you, so you become fully convinced. And all those things out there do not trouble you. You're not shaken bound, you're not moved bound, because you know no matter what come in this earth, they can't touch you. They don't mess with this. Satan roared, remember the chain link fence? He barking and barking, but you're not moved by it because you know he can't do anything. But make a noise. You see him, you hear him, but he can't get to you. And this is why you want to get rid of the fear and know God has a shield. He that dwelleth where? Of the Most shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, Lord, you are my refuge, my shield. My refuge, my hiding place, my protection. You see me, but you can't touch me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God said, I want you to be bold about this and share what I have done. So my people in this hour will not be shaken by the trouble that's coming on this world. There'll be many that will be shaken. Many will fall. Many will die. But you won't. He already said it. I can't change what he said. He said, 1,000 shall fall at your side. 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not. Didn't say it might not. It shall not come nigh your dwelling. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So and this is what God wants his minister, his messenger to do, is to bring the truth of who you are, who we are in this earth. Now, we are not to be moved or shaken. Though trouble come, but I'm going to trouble my trouble until my trouble run away from me. Yes, hallelujah. Because I'm not here to be overcome, but I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Hallelujah. So he made a messenger. Let's go on a little further. Even though I am the least significant in all of his holy believers, even though I am the least significant of all his holy believers, this grace gift was imparted when the manifestation of his power came upon me. You know when it came on, when he arrested me on that road to Damascus. He remembered that. He remembered. He was going, he was headed. He started out one way and ended up in Damascus another way. Grace alone. Look what he said. Not something, some trick I pulled. Not something I thought of and got lucky. He said, grace alone empowered me so that I can stand boldly and preach this wonderful message to the non-Jewish people. And because you know, Peter had a problem with the non-Jewish. But after Paul's encounter on that Damascus road, he didn't have no problem preaching this message to the non-Jewish. What are you talking about? You? To the non-Jewish, Jewish people, sharing with them what? The unfailing and inexhaustible riches of Christ. Listen to this. You got to hear this one. The Aramaic give this, this is the word the Aramaic give, unfailing. It translated unquestionable, without fault. I'm going to say it again. This unfailing, it can be translated as unquestionable. See, something you can question, but you can't question. It's unquestionable of this riches that we have in Christ. Without fault. If he can fix me where it's unquestionable his riches, and that it's have no fault in it, then what's going to stop me from receiving from him? He don't see a fault in me, and there's no fault about him. Hallelujah. 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 Without fault. And the Greek translated, and the King James got it, unsearchable. You can search and search and search. You can search, you can search, you can get out every concordance, you can search and search, you can dig on every history, and you can search the scripture, you can go through and every, but you'll never find the depths. It's unsearchable riches. Woo! Inexhaustible. I don't care how much you put on it, search it out. You know, you can run, you know, one time I thought I couldn't, but I finally found my end. But I didn't think I could be worked down, but I finally found out it is. You can't exhaust yourself. You understand what I'm saying? But this inexhaustible, unsearchable riches of Christ. Now keep that in mind as I read, which which are beyond comprehension. My passion, I agree with you, Paul, my passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery or secret. It was hidden for ages past until now. Kept a secret in the heart of God. Isn't that something? Kept a secret in the heart of God. Now look how God put it out there for you to get it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He said, ask me, pray. Now watch it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Where? In the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your heart be flooded with light. The eyes of your understanding being what? Enlightened. That you may know what the hope of his calling. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believes, according to the work of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Where? In heavenly places, far above how much? All principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put what all things under his feet and gave him to be head over everything to the church. He said, this is my passion to enlighten you. My passion to enlighten you. Every person to this divine mystery. It was hidden from ages past until now and kept a secret in the heart of God, the God, the creator of all. What was the secret? What was kept in the heart of God? Are you ready for it? What was kept in the heart of God? Verse 10, the purpose of this was to unveil before every throne rank of angelic order in the heavenly realm, God. They might know the manifold wisdom of God. The King James said the manifold wisdom of God. And the Amplified said the many-sized wisdom of God. That they find out that we, this church, you that sit here, this many-sized wisdom of God, we rule them. They don't rule us. We rule them and let them know that God said, through the church, you rule. They don't rule you. That's why you're barking, trying to find a weak prey, a weak person, a scared person. But ain't no fear in God. Perfect love casteth out fear. Are y'all in the house tonight? Perfect love. There is no fear in God. So what do? Fill my heart with God. So what do? I fill my heart with God. How do I fill my heart with God? With his word, because you can't separate God from his word. And the word of God will never produce fear in you, but it will produce power. It will produce courage. It will produce strength. It will produce stability. It will increase you. It will make you rich. It'll cause you to rise up in the midst of every kind of catastrophe there is and that may be, and you stand there and it will shake in their booth because they can't shake you. I mean, can you now go back to the three Hebrew boys? That king was making all kinds of threats. And not only did he make threats, he did it. And got his strong men, didn't get his weak ones, got his strong men to march him up to, that thing had to have been hot for him to march them up, and the fire licked up his strong men. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in to push him over in there. They were bound up. And he looked in because he thought they were burned to crisp. And he saw them walking around, and the only thing the fire burned was the cords he bound them with. That tells me God is a consuming fire. You can't bind God with your junk, Satan. The fire burn it off you and loose you from it. This junk he trying to put on you, the fire of God will burn it off you and loose you from it. Don't be moved by stuff. Don't do the devil fear. Do your faith. Stand in your place. Hold your ground. Notice your anchor hold in the solid rock. And you cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you're anchored in the rock of ages. And that rock is Christ. Hallelujah. And so he said the purpose of this was to unveil so we'll know. Before every throne and rank and of angelic order in the heavenly realm, God's full and diverse wisdom, many sized wisdom, revealed through the church. We know, we are confident. We don't be moved by none of these things. We know you can't consume me. We know you can't stop me. We know we'll never be moved. We know we're here to stay. We know all the kingdom shall fall, but this kingdom shall reign forever and ever and ever. And I've joined it, and I've become a part of it. I've joined it. The blood divinely connected me to the kingdom. Set me free from everything that contaminated me. Made me pure in the eyes of God. And now I have access to all the throne, everything in the kingdom. It's mine. I tell you, it's mine. It's yours. By my request, by my confession, by my prayer, by my believing, by my standing, by loving God, worshiping God, everything in the kingdom is mine now. Hallelujah. And he's going to show me the goodness and the greatness throughout the ages to come. Hallelujah. But I'm going to reign while I'm here. Hallelujah. 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 But one day I'm going to pull this stuff off. Woo, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. And I'm going to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to this. God, to take you just a little bit further. Thank you, Lord. He said, verse 11, still in the passion now, verse 11, this perfectly wise plan was destined from eternal ages and fulfilled completely in our Lord Jesus Christ. So that when? Now. We have boldness through him and free access. How? as king, not a little outsider, not as a doughboy, not as a yard boy, but a king. We have free access as kings to do what before the Father because of our complete confidence in Christ's faithfulness. That he'll do everything he said. I live the life that he gave. I walk in the power that he had put on me. I'll see the glory of God. I'll prosper, I'll win. I live and I live strong. I preach and I win souls. I preach and I get people healed. I preach and I set the captive free. I preach and I cast out devils. Hallelujah. I rule, I reign. And I say in Jesus' name, you don't come here. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got just a little more time. Flip right over with me. Woo, to Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. I pick up there because I would have had time to go to all of it, but I have to start somewhere. If I keep bagging up, I'll back back up into Philippians, then be back in Ephesians. But so I better just pick up here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, now listen closer now. Still reading this from the Passion. He's the head of this body. He's the head of his body. Who's who? See, you've been joined to him. Now listen, you've been joined to the Lord. We've been made one spirit with the Lord. One. So he said he's the head of his body, which is the church. Now, if he's the head of the church and we're his body, then why in the world are we going to let something else rule us? He's Lord, and we's the body, and we take our order from the head. Why you listen to something else? Feeling. You just have to know how to handle those feelings. Because sometimes they'll lie to you. Won't they? Come on. Hallelujah. You don't throw them away, you just have to know how to handle them. Hallelujah. He said, and since he is the beginning, all right, and the firstborn heir in resurrection. So we see his position. He is the beginning, because there was nobody of Christ until Jesus started it. And so he's the firstborn, he's the first one that was raised from the dead, firstborn heir in resurrection. He is the most what? Exalted one, holding what place? First place where? In everything. For God, what? Is satisfied to have all his fullness dwelling where? And where Christ is at. If all God's fullness in Christ and I'm in Christ, that means I have access to all of God's fullness. And by the blood of his cross, everything where? In heaven and earth is brought back to him back to its original intent, restored to innocent again. And that lying devil been telling you what you don't qualify. You guilty of this and you guilty of that. What you got to watch and guard what come out of your mouth. You got to guard what you put in your mouth and your heart and let what come out of your mouth. Because God has restored you to innocent again. And everything he accused you of, you're innocent because of the blood, because of what he done. And you ought to have enough wisdom to stay with the innocent and not go over and get guilty again. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? I'm innocent. So when I go to the Father, I have free access as a king because I'm innocent. All my sins, everything I used to be, been removed. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is a new what? Creature. Old things are passed away, gone, gone. What I used to be, gone. All things have become new. So I'm innocent. And when I do miss it, there's the blood, there's the name, because I'm growing. Yes, sir. But don't let that devil bring that guilt in your life. I've been restored to innocent again. Hallelujah. Even though you were once distant from him, living in where? The shadows of your evil thoughts and action, he reconnected you back to himself. I am connected to God himself. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you think God will abandon his own? Will he leave you orphaned? He released his what? Supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body as a what? Sin payment on your behalf, so that you would dwell in his what? Presence. And now there is nothing between you and Father God. Oh God, thank you. Did you hear what he said? How many times you went before the Father and that devil brought thoughts to your mind. You did this, you did that, you did this, you did that. And you couldn't have prayed for thinking about what he was saying. But you hear what he said? There's nothing between you and Father God. You got free access. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain what? Mercy and find grace to help. For his eyes, for he sees, oh Lord, thank you. For he sees you as what? Holy, flawless, and restored. Woo! He sees you as what? Holy, flawless, and restored. Without an indictment. He see you holy, flawless, and without any kind of indictment. You indict people that's guilty or accused of a crime. But he sees me without an indictment. I'm innocent. I'm innocent before God. So what did the devil has to say about it? Nothing. He's not even in the conversation. If he come up, you're an outsider, stay out there. Hello? I'm going to have to stop. If indeed, verse 23. Now here's the kicker, here's the catcher. Here's the catcher. If indeed you continue to advance in faith. That's why believers get in trouble. They find out this and they stop. They go somewhere and sit down. You got to continue advancing in faith because there's more to learn. There's more to know. And there's more to do. And you got to continue to advance. And you know your word. You know, how do you know what God said? Because you know the word. And someone, the enemy come up talking to you, something that not in the word, you know that's God not talking. That's not God at all. Shut up. Get out of here. You're a liar. Well, you're going to come down with this. You're going to come down with that. And you let him know on those certain terms. You put your dirty hand on me, you're going to get him off. I may have not known up until tonight, but I know something. And I'm stopping you. You roaming around telling everybody what you're going to do. But I'm going to tell you what you're not going to do. Do you hear me? You ain't coming here. You ain't doing this. Because by his stripes, we were healed. By his blood, we were freed. And in the name, you move. Did y'all hear what I said? Hallelujah. If you continue to advance in faith, assured of a firm foundation to grow upon, never to be shaken from the hope of the gospel you have believed in. Never to be shaken. From where? The hope of the gospel that you believed in. And this is the glorious news I preach all over the world. And I'm so glad you could join me on live streaming tonight, because I want this good news to go all over the world. Everywhere. Hallelujah. I got to read the mystery and then I'll let you go. Goodness gracious. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ha. Skip down to verse 25. I would I had time to read it all. This is the very reason I've been made a minister by the authority of God and a servant of his body, so that in his detailed plan, I will fully equip you with the word of God. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise. I love this. That has been concealed from the world for generations. But now it's being revealed, unfolded, and manifested for every holy believer to experience. For how many? Every holy believer to experience. Living within you, say living within me, is the Christ who floods you with this expectation of glory. Living in within you is the Christ, the anointed one, who floods you with this expectation of glory. This mystery is Christ embedded within us, becoming a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of the glory of this of his people. And God wants everyone to know it. God wants everyone to know it. God wants everyone to know it. God want everyone to know it. God want everyone to know it. You becoming a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of the glory of his people. Whew, I got a treasure in me. God's treasure. One with the Lord. Jesus prayed that we be one with him. One with the Father. Our Father and you, you and me, they may be one in us. One, one, one. Why? Don't be moved. Trouble shows up. You stand your ground. So what if you get attacked? I attack back. I'm going to pull out my weapons. And the Bible says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. To the pulling down, didn't say try, to the pulling down of what? Stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So what if he show up? I'm armed and dangerous. Huh? I am armed and dangerous. I'm loaded. And I'm continuing to load up. Because my spirit man has the capacity to expand. Your spirit man has the capacity to expand. I had Brother Tracy say, he made a world. In order for you to rule this world, your spirit man has to be as large as this world in order to take at least as large as this world to rule it. That means I'm bigger than what goes on in this world. You're bigger than what goes on in this world. Your spirit man. That's why he wants you to get the revelation. God wants to enlighten you. Want every one of us to know it. Hallelujah. Satan, he'll boast himself like he really something. But Isaiah said in the end, when we see him, we're going to say, is that the little rat that caused all this problem? That rat, that little rat there? Because he have a lot of help. And this is why we got to get off, we got to stop giving him voice and give our voice to God. Our words. Do y'all hear me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you. You told us that we will see days like this, but you said, don't be moved. We stand our ground before you, Almighty God. And we declare that you are Lord. You are God. And you change not. So we change not. We take our stand. Hallelujah. On the word of God. That all is well. All is well. All is well. We don't throw away our wounded, Lord. But we take them and bandage them up and nurse them back to health. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus.